You're listening to Let's Talk Dentistry with Dr. Marvin. This show is sponsored by the Center for Natural Dentistry in Encinitas, where they take a holistic approach to dentistry and your health.
Good morning. You're listening to Let's Talk Dentistry. I am Dr. Marvin. You're the host of this show. I've had this show for about 4 or 5 years. It was initially called Dangers in Dentistry, but I transformed it into Let's Talk Dentistry because it became a live call-in show. And we kind of adapted and we started learning more and more about what we do at the Center for Natural Dentistry, which is wildly different. New ideas, different from what you are used to as a person going to the dentist. But what I've done is I've transformed dentistry into looking at it from the whole body or the health perspective. Because the bottom line is that dentists only look at you from the teeth perspective or the smile perspective or to replace a tooth perspective. They don't look at you as a person, looking at you as trying to figure out the causes of problems as opposed to just covering up symptoms. And they don't see you as health and a declining health caused by dentistry. So you're listening to Let's Talk Dentistry. I am your host. Thank you for joining us. Today is a very special day because it's part two of a series that I'm calling Everything About Holistic Dentistry or Everything or Natural Dentistry. And last week, I uncovered some very big news. And I don't know if you've listened to that last show from last week, but I'm ending Let's Talk Dentistry. That's right. I have made a big decision that I'm going to start teaching other people, other dentists, other healthcare providers about the importance of natural dentistry. And in order for me to do that, I need to take time away from treating patients like you. I also have to take time away from doing this radio show. So next week will be our very last show. I'm in tears because I love my listeners. I love my patients and I love what I do because I really feel like I'm helping them more than any other healthcare provider has ever had. It absolutely is incredible. For instance, I had a patient this past week. He's 11 years old and he's had decay in his mouth for so long. And he went to the dentist and they recommended a root canal. And fortunately, the mom was smart enough to remember that root canals are not a good option. So she came to see me and we're on our way to fixing him without doing procedures that can affect him for the rest of his life. Those are the type of stories that we talk about all the time on this show. And today, we're going to go into our second part of the series where I talk about natural dentistry and hopefully you'll benefit from something that I've mentioned today. So as I take out my notes, I want to remind people that if they want to schedule an appointment with me, because I only have a limited amount of appointments for the rest of the year, if you want to schedule an appointment with you, you have to give me a call. And our telephone number is 760-536-1199. I'll give it out throughout the show, and you could also go to our website, but it's 760-536-1199. We also have our Facebook page, facebook.com/naturaldentistry. And we also have our website, Natural Dentistry, trynaturaldentistry.com. So last week I talked about the difference between holistic and traditional dentistry. And I'm going to go a little bit deeper, okay? Because the connection between dental health and overall health is a lot stronger than what you think, than what your doctor thinks, and even what your dentist thinks. So let me give you an example. While dentists like to say that oral health is so important, that's why you need to take care of it, which I agree with, they really don't know what that means. Now, what they do is they trick you or they scare you into doing treatment. And it's for their own agenda. Let me give you an example. They're going to tell you that the bacteria in your teeth, in your gums, if you don't brush your teeth and you have gingivitis or periodontitis, that bacteria will go to your heart and cause you heart troubles. They'll also cause, if you're pregnant, they can cause your baby to come out sooner prematurely. They're also going to talk about diabetes. You know, they're looking at the bacteria in your mouth causing those problems. And so when they talk to you about that, they're scaring you into getting treatment done. And I'm going to agree with some of what they're talking about. However, when you talk about infections in the mouth, like the teeth and the jawbone, can start infections elsewhere in your body. For instance, if you have an abscess, the bacteria can travel through the blood and go to your brain and cause an infection there, cause a whole body infection, causing infections to go elsewhere. A lot of dentists don't want to believe that because their solution many times is what's called doing a root canal and saving the tooth. Now, it's very heroic to save a tooth, but it's not heroic to leave an infection. And so their solution is to take some antibiotics and do a root canal and salvage the tooth. But what they're doing is probably causing a more diseased state. And I am not in agreement. So dentists are picking and choosing. They're like cherry picking on what they want to believe for their own agenda. Well, at Natural Dentistry, Center for Natural Dentistry, we talk about what's good for your health. And now, here and there, I may recommend that we have to extract the tooth. And I'll tell people that you have an option. You can keep a tooth and an infection, and it will affect your health. Or you can remove the tooth, clean out the infection, and improve your health. Which one would you choose? You can't have both. And a lot of people are emotionally tied to their teeth. Believe me, I love my teeth too. But what I love more is health. Because people don't really understand what health really means. Health means getting up in the morning without aches and pains. Health means going, doing what you want to do when you want to do it. That means eating the foods that you want to eat and being happy about it. That means enjoying a nature walk, visiting family, visiting grandchildren, visiting grandmas and grandma. That is what health means, and people forget. My mother just had a new hip done. She had a lot of pain in her hip and she couldn't sleep for 2 days. She was popping in Vicodin or narcotics every day and it didn't work. She was miserable. Just think of how her life changed due to those nagging issues with the hip. You know, fortunately she's better now, but just goes to show is that you really need to look at health from a different perspective. Health is the most important thing in your life. It's more important than the food, more important than the shelter. It's everything, because your health is, if you are important, and you being healthy is important to the rest of your family. So if family is important, then you should be healthy and you should take control and do something about it. Again, you're listening to Let's Talk Dentistry. We're talking about the connection between oral health and dental health. And, you know, the public is aware that it's important, but I don't think that they really know how important it is. In the past, we've talked about poisons. There's a lot of poisons in dentistry, and we are not testing these poisons with people because some people react better than others to the poisons. Let me give you an example. Mercury fillings is a great example. A lot of people have mercury fillings. It may be poisoning them. They don't know. They'll go to their dentist, and the dentist says, oh, I placed mercury fillings, or I have mercury fillings in my mouth, and I'm still alive. I don't have any problems. And that's not good enough for me. If that's good enough for you, then yes, go ahead and accept that. But realize that our nation is extremely sick, and we have a lot of cancers, a lot of heart troubles, a lot of disease, a lot of obesity, a lot of autoimmune problems. We have a lot of problems that the conventional medicine does not understand and does not know how to fix. A very, very good friend of mine, his daughter, she's 5 years old, and she has acute liver failure. And she's in the hospital for the past week and a half. And she has jaundice, which is basically your liver's not working well and you turn yellow. And she is very yellow, and they don't know why. They said 60% of their time, they don't know why, and they're not doing anything. Here we are in the richest, smartest, most innovative nation, and we don't know why things happen. We're overconfident in things we know, and we don't know what we don't know. And it's frustrating because we rely on our healthcare system. We rely on doctors and dentists to go to school and to learn and do the research and go do the science. But the reality is that they don't know. And so that's what I'm here for. I'm here on this show to tell you that you've got to look at natural dentistry. You got to look at how the teeth is related to the overall health of the body. You have to go to someone that really knows what they're doing. And fortunately, you have someone in your area. I want you to give us a call if you've never been to us and then see what we see. I had a patient that didn't want to do an exam or x-rays because she knew what she wanted to have done. And she goes, there's an emergency. I want you to do this one particular treatment. And what I told her was, just because you or another dentist think that this one treatment can be done does not mean that I'm going to agree that that's the same treatment that I would do if it were my mouth. And that's why the exam and the x-ray is so much more important than the actual treatment. And while most dentists will jump forward to the treatment and do what they think or what the patient wants because it's easier for them, if it's easier for them to sell the patient if they are asking for it. But in our case, we take a step back, we look at the big picture, and we try to figure out what was the cause, and is there a more conservative treatment available? Like if they were recommended a root canal, they come to me, I take a step back, I look at the big picture, I figure out where's the problem. Oh, it's an infection. And then I ask, what is that infection causing? Oh, that's causing you headaches. That's causing you thyroid problems. That's causing you knee problems. I mean, all of this stuff, because we're taking a step back and looking at things holistically. Now that we looked at it holistically, now I have a bag of tricks that can save the tooth. So I'm not going to consent to doing a root canal. I'm not necessarily going to extract the tooth because that's what she thought she was going to hear. I'm going to try and save the tooth because I've seen this before and we've literally saved the teeth without doing root canals. And that's what we're talking about. We are not the quick, cheap way and the pushovers. We're the ones that will look at things from the big perspective, unlike other dentists, let's look at it from the small perspective. And that's a very, very important things that we do. We also don't do root canals, as you know, we're not a big fan of those. A lot of kids' dentistry contains some cancer-causing agents. It's called formaldehyde or formocriosol. It contains formaldehyde, and everyone knows that formaldehyde is a poison. So why are we putting it in our kids? Your dentist is not going to ask you, "Hey, we're going to do a root canal on your child. Is it okay for us to use this cancer-causing agent? It's called formaldehyde or formocriosol. Is that okay?" They're not going to say that. They're going to go on, and you're going to believe and hope that they're doing the right thing. Well, listen up. The dentists don't know, or they refuse to know. We're talking about common sense here, which again is not very common, but I want you to be smart. I want you to choose the right decision, and that's why you're listening to this show. Thank you very much. Another important part about health issues and dental issues is the structure. Now, what do I mean by structure? Well, when I think of structure, I think of your bones. And think of the alignment of the bones, and I think of symmetry. And are the bones in your skull symmetrical? Does your head tilt to one side? Does it tilt down? Does it tilt up? Are your shoulders the same length? Is your pelvic bone, your hip bones the same length? You know, what is your posture like? If I look at you from the side, is your head more forward than a line drawn through your neck all the way down to your heel? Those are the stuff that we see. And unfortunately, dentistry is the cause of a lot of structural problems. I know my wife met a person who has braces on. She's like 50 some years old. And she had surgery done. She had TMJ done, TMJ surgery, because she had TMJ issues or TMD. And if you don't know what that is, that's the jaw joint. And then they also put braces on. And I'm going to tell you is that they're doing it all wrong because they don't know what the ideal position. When you get to these quote unquote experts and they're telling you what to do. They're looking at you from their perspective, from their professional, educated profession, from their perspective and what they know how to treat. It's they have a hammer and everything looks like a nail. They're not looking at it from the holistic or the whole body perspective. And I have to caution you that. So the structure is extremely important. And when you start losing teeth, your structure starts going away. When it starts getting out of balance, when you start grinding on your teeth or when your enamel starts going down or when you get dentistry done, which is not looking at the big picture, it can cause a lot of problems. So dentistry is healthcare, whole body health, and it is a part of your healthcare team. And if your dentist does not look at it like that, then you're in the wrong place. Another problem that we see is dry mouth. A lot of people take medications. Fortunately, a lot of my patients don't. And the reason why they don't take medications is because they know that there's side effects. One of the big side effects out there is dry mouth. Dry mouth minimizes your cleansing effect. In other words, the alcohol in the material, in the mouthwash or the drug itself suppresses your salivary glands from secreting. If you're not flushing the bacteria, the acid, away from your teeth through this own natural ability because you chose to take medications, then you're going to develop cavities. And once you start developing cavities, then you're going to need more dentistry. When you need more dentistry, there are thousands of dentists that will help you take your money and patch up that dentistry. But just to let you know is that medications is a big, big cause of dry mouth, cavities, tooth loss. And I hope your dentist is going to talk to you about that. So that's my spiel about how oral and systemic health are related. It just take home message today is know that it's related bigger than you think, and it's probably bigger than your dentist thinks. So if you're not going to the dentist that believes this, then you should really come to see us before the end of the year. And in fact, if you want us to do the treatment, you should be seen now for your exams and then get the treatment done before the end of the year if you want me to do it. So very, very important that you don't sit on the sidelines and that you act now. So another way that oral health and systemic health are related is through meridians or energy pathways. And this fascinates me because for the last 4 or 5 years, I've been able to test meridians and blockages, and we've removed issues inside the mouth. Our patient, Mr. Al Manconi, for instance, you know, we removed infections and root canals from his teeth, and he had incredible results, absolutely incredible, instant results. So these energy pathways, when you have a blockage in your mouth, it blocks the rest of the pathways. That's amazing. So most doctors, Western medicine, traditional medicine, do not believe in these energy pathways, but the Chinese have been for thousands of years. And so since they believe in balance, we recognize and use a hybrid approach using both Eastern and Western medicine to pull things together and figure out what the cause of problems. It's quite neat. So one other question that I get is regarding the basic oral hygiene. What do you do at home? You know, what's the best and worst habits for your teeth? I want people to understand that everyone thinks that sugar and candy are the cause of cavities. And it is one cause, but I don't think it is the direct cause. I think people should be focusing on what the real cause of cavities, which is acidity. Now, I agree that sugar is eaten up by the bacteria and part of the waste products is acid, and that is an indirect relationship between sugar and cavities. But I'm going to tell you that acidity has a stronger relationship. We're talking about the tea, the coffee, the soda, the alcohol. I mean, there's so much out there that is acidic that is causing your teeth to break down, eats away at the teeth, demineralizes the teeth. So stop and get off the sugar bandwagon and start addressing what the real cause, which is the foods and drinks that you eat. Now, I can hypothesize that the sugar in the mouth, when you swallow it and goes into your bloodstream, can make your teeth become more susceptible to decay. I've seen that. And if you know people that have a sugar diet or they eat fast food all the time, you know, we're talking about milkshakes and Coca-Cola and cookies and snacks all the time, candy, gum, all of this stuff can cause decay from the inside out, and most doctors don't know that. So now that you know, it's not only sugar, but acidity and just overall, it's about diet, nutrition, and exercise. Have you heard that people, in order to lose weight, this is what you need to do? You need to watch what you eat and cleanse and exercise. But the thing is that most people don't want to do that. They want the surgery to make their stomach smaller. They want the pill, or they want the super supplement to help them lose weight. You know what to do. And what I'm telling you today, if, as far as your dentistry goes, you know what to do. In order for your oral health to improve, you have to improve your overall health. And everyone's like, what's the best toothbrush? What's the best toothpaste? What's the best floss? How often should you floss? Can I do this? Can I do that? This is what it comes down to. What you need to do is put good things in your body. That means eat healthy and don't put the bad things in. And then the second part is if you have bad things in your body, which you may need to go to a practitioner to help you figure out where the bad things, it could be heavy metals, could be parasites, could be the candida, which is a yeast. It could be a virus. I mean, it could be a number of things. If you have bad things in your body, you need to get rid of them. In my field, it may be the metals in your mouth. Could be the mercury fillings. Could be the metal retainer. It could be the denture that you have, or the metal crown, or even the porcelain crown, or the plastic filling. There are so many things that are toxic that are found in the mouth because dentists don't know it. You need to get those out, and you need to get those out properly. It's very, very important. So going back to oral hygiene, if I were to pick one toothbrush, let's say I was going on a trip and I didn't have any room in my suitcase, and I had room for one oral hygiene product, it would probably be my Rotadent. My Rotadent, R-O-T-A-D-E-N-T. It is a toothbrush that has been around for a while, and I've loved it ever since I was introduced. I didn't know about this in dental school. I knew about it after dental school, and it's what I recommend every single one of my patients because I use it myself, and I know what clean looks and feels like, and it gives you an incredible clean. So if you want to schedule a visit with us, or you want to take a look at what the Rotadent looks like, I could show you. I'm not a big fan of those sonic toothbrushes because they're just way too aggressive on people. If you care about your teeth and you care about your gums and you don't want your gums to recede, then you have to make sure that you don't traumatize them or damage them by using a sonic toothbrush. I know a lot of people that use them, they love it. I don't love it. Okay, I would recommend that you use a Rotadent instead, or not even a Rotadent is necessary. Sometimes if you're good enough flossing and use an extra soft or a soft bristled toothbrush, that's all you need. It's so important. So as we come to the end of the show, remember, this is the second to last show. I'm getting teary-eyed, like I said. I want you to give you a reason to come in. And today's reason for you to come in and see me before you get mad at me for not having the radio show or not having a promotion or not seeing people anymore. If I stop seeing patients, you might get upset. And I'm sorry, but I've given you fair warning or warning enough. You need to be seen in order to be seen. So if you want to schedule an exam, you need to call us right now, 760-536-1199, 760-536-1199, and schedule a visit, and I'll give you free x-rays and half off the exam. I mean, that's like $99 for like $400 worth of stuff, and it's not only that. the advice that I give you is priceless. If I give you advice where you get to save a tooth as opposed to doing a root canal and a metal crown, then coming to me later and paying $800 to have that taken out is priceless. It really is. So saving teeth, adjusting people's bite, and getting their structure right, removing toxins, getting people healthy is my mission. And hopefully it's your desire to have the best mouth that you can have. So I want you to call right now, 760-536-1199. Join me next week for my very last show. It's my very last show. Now, I may be doing some cameo appearances with Dr. Kellis and his show, Health Talk, which airs at 9 o'clock every Saturday morning. But I want you to know that I am going to be taking a break from dentistry. And it's to show other dentists how to do the dentistry that I do, because I want more people to experience the joy and the expertise of good natural dentistry. I'm Dr. Marvin. Thank you for joining me today. Smile, and I'll see you next week for my very last show of Let's Talk Dentistry.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Dentistry with Dr. Marvin. This show is sponsored by the Center for Natural Dentistry in Encinitas, where they take a holistic approach to dentistry and your health.